All right, this is called Rainfall in a Food Desert, Fresh Produce for Diabetics in the South Bronx. Just to let you know that this is, before we go, I have no relationships to disclose. So to give you a very basic overview, this presentation highlights a collaborative effort between City Harvest and Montefiore Medical Center. I'm speaking on behalf of City Harvest, but this was actually submitted by the Montefiore Medical Center. We're addressing food insecurity among diabetic patients in the South Bronx, and we also assess the feasibility of referrals from a medical center to a mobile market, which is a free produce distribution program. So some background information about both organizations. City Harvest, its mission is to end hunger in New York City communities through food rescue and distribution, education, and other practical innovative solutions. With a fleet of 20 trucks, 3 cargo bicycles, and 45,000 square foot food rescue facility, which is our warehouse in Long Island City, City Harvest rescues food that would otherwise go to waste from nearly 2,000 restaurants, grocery stores, wholesalers, corporate cafeterias, and farmers. Food is delivered free of charge to over 500 soup kitchens and pantries, helping to feed the nearly 1.5 million New Yorkers who face hunger every year. This year, we'll rescue 50 million pounds of food, 60% of which is produce. Now about, we've been around for about 30 years, but about 5 or 8 years ago, we realized that in the areas that we were primarily serving, that the issue was not just with people struggling with hunger, but also there was also major issues with food access, infrastructurally, environmentally. And so as a result, we basically created a suite of programs, what we called the Healthy Neighborhoods Initiative. Our vision for this program is that healthy food is available, affordable, and in high demand. And our suite of programs, basically, if you look over here, the 4 different legs or prongs of our engagement include relieving food insecurity, that's our initial programming, improving dietary awareness and skills and behavior through nutrition education, increasing the quantity and quality of healthy food available for sale, and this is through technical assistance engagements and funding to local corner stores and supermarkets, and also to build community capacity. So that's actually the prong that I work on, so working with community members and anchor institutions in the neighborhoods that we work in to basically try and develop longer-term solutions. So our Melrose Mobile Market was the site by which we created our partnership with Montefiore Medical Center. The mobile market, like I said earlier, is a free produce distribution. It's open air, farmers market style. And the distribution sites we have across the city, we have currently 8 distribution sites, 2 of them which are in the Bronx. And they are all, at this point, located at New York City public housing complexes. Generally speaking, with some exceptions, most of these markets do serve primarily the public housing population. These markets are held twice monthly at each site. And so for the Melrose Market, which is in the South Bronx, it's actually housed in the Melrose public housing complex, which is nestled in between also the Marasania Ayerites housing complex, as well as the Jackson public housing complex. So it is, again, held twice monthly, and it's held on the second Saturday and the fourth Wednesday of each month. Generally speaking, to give you a picture of what to see in those markets, we usually, let me click onto the photo. We usually have about anywhere between 4 to 5 different varieties of produce that we take direct from the warehouse, and we distribute to roughly, for this market, roughly 475 households per event. That translates to about 20,000 pounds of produce. Now, to go on to the Montefiore Medical Center, Their mission is to heal, to teach, to discover, and to advance the health of the communities that they serve. And the partnership we developed was with the Comprehensive Healthcare Center. It's a clinic, a federally qualified healthcare center located on 161st Street in the South Bronx. Their foci is on internal medicine, OBGYN, and pediatrics, of which we primarily worked with the internal medicine department. They have roughly 70,000 annual visits, and they serve primarily the zip codes of 10451, 2, and 6. And this area is actually within the catchment area, which the mobile market that I referred to is in as well. In addition to that, there's this particular clinic is the training site for a residency program in internal medicine. And so their resident, and that, in particular, that program focuses on community health and on serving underserved communities. So that's something that it's written into the curriculum. Their orientations are all based, you know, all their data is based on like what we should do with regard to social medicine and working with urban communities such as the one in Melrose. Some demographics of the South Bronx. You can just see over here. I can read it. But it's basically 61% Hispanic, 35% Black and African American. That whole area is definitely economically depressed. And so if you look in the income and the food intake sections of these bullet points, in particular, only 4% of the local population reports eating more, 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables the day before, and 23.2% are considered food insecure. Now, the burden of disease as a result of this, we find that in the South Bronx in general, definitely in this neighborhood that we're working in, the residents are more likely to have instances of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and obesity, and you can see it in the chart in comparison to New York City, what the difference is. So just some very basic information about our linkages from between diabetes and food insecurity, in case you guys don't know, which I think you do. But we did have a couple studies that found, one, that association between food insecurity and obesity only rests among women not receiving food assistance, suggests that there's a possible protective role that food assistance programming plays. Another states that members of households with marginal or very low food security are at increased risk of metabolic symptoms. So we have citations in the end of this as well, so you could take a look at that. So how did we start? We actually had a long-standing relationship with the clinic, particularly around 2010 earlier 2009, 2010, we actually had a relationship with the clinic when Montefiore Medical Center had been granted from the Tissue Illumination Fund an opportunity to develop approaches to improving the health status of residents through nutrition. Their approach originally started with something called the Green Card Program. So in New York City, that is a green cards are basically the produce vendors that are basically approved to vend in different corners and particularly in high-need communities. And so their original concept was basically, for this green card program, was to basically refer or suggest to people, outreach to people in their clinics to go and buy produce at the green carts. And they found the Montefiore Medical Center clinic residents and health educators found that a lot of people expressed distrust of produce from the produce vendors, saying that it was not, maybe it's not as good quality, people are touching it, they don't really know what's, you know, where it's coming from. And so as a result, you know, they basically approached City Harvest, and we partnered with them in a collaborative where we basically provided healthy cooking demonstrations right at the clinics, using the same exact ingredients that were being sold, items that were being sold at the green carts, and basically then issuing out recipes and telling them this was directly made using produce from those carts. We found that this definitely increased the likelihood of people actually going, let's say it's across the street or so, or maybe right outside the door, and actually buying produce from those carts. And both City Harvest and Montefiore were so excited about this that we sat down around 2011 to discuss what were other possible ways we could collaborate. And so we found that with the mobile market, it's literally about 3 blocks away from this particular clinic. So we decided, why don't we just go and develop a referral system so that health educators, nurses can actually, after diabetic patients would go and go to their doctor and have their appointment, that they would go to the nurses and receive referrals. So we struck up a referral agreement and we developed referral cards. And so this is an example of the referral card. Just one thing to keep in mind over here, there's a little section over here. Behind this card over here, we have unique identifying client numbers. All right. In addition to that, you'll see there's date of birth, referral date, and referred by. So the staff person who's making the referral can make their initials, so we know where it's coming from. And over here, you know, just wanted to give you like a visual of how close our distribution program is from the from the clinic. The clinic is right over here. Yankee Stadium is right here, in case there's any New Yorkers. And this is where our mobile market is. The eligible population, so the clinic normally serves around 1,700 people who are diabetic patients, so that's approximately 17% of their larger population, adult population, that is. The referral process, so if you look over here, basically from the clinic, we have the patient being referred to the mobile market by, like I said, nurses and health educators. They're given the referral card and a flyer that has upcoming dates of the market. The referral card number is then entered into the patient's client record and their patient's chart. Next, once the patient goes to the mobile market, they present the card to City Harvest workers and, to be registered for our program, and they receive a scannable keychain file to say that they're registered, so if they return, then we can actually just scan them in. And then finally, on a regular basis, around like once every 2 months or so, City Harvest, we also enter in the client identifying number into our database, and so we pull those numbers and we basically flip just those numbers back to the clinic so that they can enter in whether or not the client has attended the market. All right, so in addition to that, we basically thought, oh, well, while we have this referral relationship or this partnership, what else can the clinic do for the existing mobile market program participants? And so we held a focus group, and market participants indicated they wanted an ask the doctor table. Usually, you'll see at any sort of like health fair or whatever, you'll see things like you know, flyering or maybe a blood pressure screening, but this was actually interesting because basically this gave participants the opportunities to literally walk up to a doctor in a non-clinical setting and ask them basic questions about their situation without feeling like they're, you know, tied down or that what or anything like that. And so it gives a really nice environment by which people can actually open up about a little bit about their medical situations. In addition to that, in that table, they also created a yearly market curriculum for the doctors, the residents, who go to the tables to table. So they can also talk about themes of particular interest according to the year. And this is built into resident schedules, and two residents are assigned basically to table at the market during every Wednesday market. So this is an picture of one of the residents who was there. And you can see in the background, you know, the market is going on and the produce is being distributed while the table is, you know, right next to the tent. In addition, here is basically a yearly curriculum of what's covered. And you'll see it's seasonal. The topics are seasonal according to the interest during that time. So January, for example, is beating the blues. food, you know, after New Year's, everybody's a little bit bummed out, it's a little cold. So foods that elevate your mood and healthy foods to keep you warm, right? Preliminary results, we actually had approximately 800 referrals given to us from Montefiore. And of the 800, 206 actually received, you know, actually redeemed their referral cards. So that's a roughly 20% success rate, which is pretty high, and we're pretty excited about that. Our results are actually based on, we're doing right now a comparison between those from Montefiore who came to the market and those of our general mobile market program participants. So if you look here, there's when it comes to ethnicity and gender, there's really not like a negligible difference within ethnicity and no differences in gender. But there are some differences with regard to age, where basically the Montefiore participants are skewing a little bit older, and that's because of the nature of, you know, diabetes patients. What's more interesting here is the fact that we have people in the household, we have smaller numbers of people in the household for Montefiore participants versus our participants, general participants. In addition to that, we have here, while the SNAP or the food stamps enrollment is roughly the same, we find with things like WIC, free reduced meals, food pantry, and or none, that Montefiore participants are more likely to say that they are not enrolled in any of these programs. And we surmise one of two reasons. One is it's possible age, you know, because if you're talking about an older cohort who's dealing with diabetes, they're more likely not to be having children in the household who would be, you know, using WIC or whatever. But, and another possibility is that because our general multi-market participant cohort is primarily from the public housing units, usually they have case management services at public housing, so they're more likely to know and enroll and register for other programming. Another really interesting thing here we found is reason for registering. So again, we mentioned earlier that our general mobile market participant cohort are public housing residents. And so generally speaking, they do receive some sort of assistance, you know, in the form of housing, right, which is a huge source of, I guess, budgeting burden. And so the Montefiore participants are more likely to note that they are registering because they have a higher cost of living, and they're also more likely to say that it's hard to find good quality food at affordable prices. All right, and some barriers to attending the market include forgetting market dates, they lost the flyer, they lost the referral card, but also not physically able to standing in line for an extended period of time. We do have situations where the line will be going around the corner because the demand is so high. We're talking about roughly 475 people attending to pick up. So it is natural that we will have this kind of situation. And then some future research, we do want to further explore, I guess, data comparisons between Montefiore residents who attended the market versus those who do not attend the market. We also want to find out whether, you know, what the situation is with people attending more than once to the market, repeat customers. Have over time they changed their daily fruit and veggies consumption? And also, we want to take a look at some biomarkers such as A1C, blood pressure, whether those things have improved over time. At this point, we have a number of folks who have been, you know, at the market, maybe possibly attending the market up to 3 years now. So it's, at this point, we feel that it's possible for us to actually start looking. And here's the references, and here are some acknowledgments, and then done. Thank you.